On the air. Look at my hair, it's looking real pretty today. Cause it's Ashley and I'm here to say I'm freestyling, yes I am. Cause it's free for Friday. Yes it is, in the year 2020. I am trying to look pretty for Mr. Mississippi. But I don't think he's even looking at me. Mississippi, are you looking at me? Huh?
Nope.
What? I got my hair looking pretty for you, man. And now you say is...
Nope.
I think I can. He didn't say it.
Nope.
So he's just sitting here.
Nope.
Mississippi.
Nope.
I love you, man.
Nope.
Won't you come get with me?
Nope.
I'll give you a chance if you get with me.
Nope.
I'll even take you out and get dippy.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll get you some chips and dips if you like that. I'll
ranch.
Get you some ranch, onion, or whatever you
French
want.
Onion dip. Yeah.
If you want that, I'll even take you on a trip. I'll take you to the Amalfi Coast if that's what you want.
Amalfi Coast.
Amalfi. Hey, I'm just trying to make it rhyme.
Oh, okay.
Hey. What you want, Mississippi, gotta say. You're looking fine and tasty today.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You want to start off the show?
Starting off the show, Mississippi. Because
okay.
I think you are so drippy.
Okay.
You're
okay.
So
all right.
I'm drooling with you. Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
What's up, guys?
We're here. Let me turn this down.
Over on my YouTube. What's up, guys?
What's up, guys? Okay, so...
Make sure you click the subscribe button.
Really?
My YouTube.
Really? No, it's not YouTube. This is Podbean.
Well, you still can subscribe.
We're doing a podcast.
You still can subscribe.
Yes, you can. Mississippi, come here. Let me get that out of your hair. Zip down. Okay, so we're here. It's Free for All Friday. It is 9:04 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You see that right there? Okay. And last Friday, we apologize. We were not with you. We took Friday off. And I also apologize to my people. I was not with you for the Monday motivational enlightenment. I took the Monday off. You know, sometimes you have to do some self-care. Remember, we talked about that self-care. So, yeah. Anyway, we are here. We're here to talk to you, my dears. So, what's going on? What's going on with you, Mississippi? How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Doing good.
Okay, so this is off the top of our head. So we're going unscripted. We're not even going to go because I'm like very organized and I have like step by step things that we talk about. But tonight we're not even going to do it. So, Mississippi, I'm gonna start with you. How are you doing tonight?
I think I'm far away from the mic, but.
Well, move up.
I did.
Do I need to move to you?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll move to you.
Yeah, I'm good. Made to move the microphone for that.
He moved the mic. Yeah, I moved the mic for that.
I'm good. I'm dealing with a headache right now, but
you know what's good for headaches, Mississippi? You know what's good for headaches?
Sleep.
Bananas.
We don't have any.
That's bananas. What I heard. I heard bananas were good for, I don't know why, but I heard bananas were good for headaches.
We don't have any bananas. Though.
No. Pineapple juice, I heard it's good for inflammation. Like if you're swollen and stuff.
But I have a headache though.
Yeah. So
that's
took some Motrin.
Not good.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm good. I'm good so far.
Has anybody crossed you for the week? Are you upset?
I thought they weren't organized. It's going to flow. Anybody cross me this week? I am going to say no.
No?
No. Did I tell you something this week? you know, the week went by kind of fast, so didn't have time for anyone to cross me. So we're okay.
You're okay?
I'm good. Yeah, I have.
Okay, so
typical stuff, but yeah.
It's my turn.
Yes.
All right, so it is now my turn. My name is Ashley. So I'd like to give a hello to all of my people around the world. What's going on? You know? Yeah. Anyway, okay. So this is what happened to me this week for the past 2 weeks. So let me rewind. So, you know, I'm working on a dissertation, and I always talk about self-care because that's like really important. So, you know, I'm just trying to take it easy, trying to do, you know, my self-care, get in my mommy time while being a wife, a mother, and working full-time and, you know, going to school full-time. It's very difficult. So, while at my, I won't even call it that. Let's just talk about what's going on with me today. I'm just going to let it out. Things that I have been observing. And Mississippi, I don't know if you have experienced this or not, but I've been around a bunch of young people. And I'm about to harp on the American education system right now. I don't know how it is around the world. We watched earlier, like some weeks ago, we talked about this show, this documentary we saw about Taiwan, how the kids, they go to school until like midnight at night.
Oh, yeah.
Or something. And like
libraries.
Some, yeah, they go to places. Libraries, the study thing. And then they go to like some kind of tutoring or something, yes. You know, because they just want to have like good grades and high test scores and all that good stuff, right? Well, okay. So, you know, I have the opportunity to be involved. Let's just say, let's get involved with the American education system. And I'm just so disappointed in a lot of, not all, but a lot of the American students. They use profanity like it's nothing, as if it's nothing.
Yeah,
they have, well, let's just say, as an observer, I have been cursed out by a 15-year-old, maybe even a 14-year-old. I have been given a death threat by a 15-year-old. What else? I have been, you know, like recorded on cameras by 15-year-olds and without my permission, without my consent. And it's just ridiculous what these kids are allowed to get away with. And I know it's not just in the area where I am.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's in other places too. And, you know, the pressure on teachers that teach in America, the pressure is on so tough because the principals know that if the kids' scores are not high, then the schools will not get like, you know, money. They won't be like, oh, this is a 5-star school. They won't, you know, get their stars. They won't get, you know, the things that they need, you know, to brag about, like they're such good schools. They come down hard on the teachers. And now I see on, you know, MSNBC, they're talking about education reform. How are they going to do education reform when they can't even keep these students in the classroom? Okay, so you guys would not believe how disrespectful, and I'm going to be on this for a hot minute, how disrespectful these students are in America. They will say F you, B, whatever you are. They will curse you out. They will even try to fight you. They will start the fight. And it's your fault. A teacher can only take so much. In some countries, you guys correct me if I'm wrong, in some countries, teachers are looked at as very high. Like it's a very honorable profession. Well, in America, it's completely different. And this week, I completely experienced that. And for, you know, the principals to, I guess, evaluate the teachers on how the students are doing, when these students, they don't even come prepared. They bring no backpacks. They don't bring paper. They don't bring pencils. They bring nothing to the classroom. And they expect the teachers to have everything. And so if a kid is coming unprepared and the teacher is there to teach the student, you know, whatever it is they need to learn, and they're uncooperative, they get evaluated very low. And guess what? The teacher loses their job because the student doesn't have home training. And this really, 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 really irks me, because you see a lot of teachers, like in America, I don't know if you guys look at YouTube, but you see a lot of teachers, they're fed up. And they're fighting back, some of the students. And then, you know, the news channels, they go and they interview the parents, and they're like, well, you know what, if the teacher shouldn't be doing that, because these are kids. These kids are children, and they should look at them as children. Well, you know what, if you taught your kid some home training, then we wouldn't be in this situation. We wouldn't need education reform, because you would be involved in your kids' education. And don't give me that, I've got two jobs, I can't do it. Or I'm too broke, I can't. Well, you know what? Maybe you shouldn't have been, what do they say, on the Braxton, spreading it low. Laying it low and spreading it wide, popping out babies. Maybe you shouldn't have been making babies. And maybe you should have been a responsible adult and not brought a life and created a human life. You know, maybe you should not have done that. Because now, because you're not taking care of what you created, you're leaving that child open. And now we have to try to fix your mess. And it's not working. I'm just highly upset about that. I'm highly upset.
What kind of sense that?
You know, upset. Upset.
You just ranted.
Yeah, I'm ranting because it's free for all Fridays, and I feel it is. But I mean, I feel very crossed about that, because I feel for young teachers who are going into this profession blindly, who go into it thinking that they are actually going to help the children, that they love what they do. But you know what? It's nothing but babysitting. Because they don't want to, some do now. Some do want to learn. And those that do want to learn, they have to put up with those other ones that play around in the classroom. And you have to stop every 5 minutes to tell them to sit down, be quiet. I'm going to call home. And then what happens when you call home? Well, can't you make them sit down? Or even they change their phone numbers. In America, they change their phone numbers. You guys, email me, positiveecs@gmail.com. Let me know how your school system is. Because, you know, like I said, they always talk about education reform. How are you going to reform something if there is no parental guidance? You know what? I have to go to the bathroom. I'm so upset. Mr. Sippy, take over.
I don't even know what to do to follow that.
What have you experienced, Mr. Sippy?
Oh, goodness.
What do you know?
Well,
that you don't know good.
Well, as you see or heard, she's going to rant. So I don't want to talk about the whole educational system. We'll be here all night discussing that. If you want to talk more about it, call in or shoot a text. Today's Friday. We are back home and we are just kicking back. Kids are watching Naruto or whatever cartoon kids are watching these days, Beyblades, whatever, Royale, whatever. So let's just have some fun for the rest of the night. Let's kick it and make sure you call in. All right.
Yeah.
Welcome back, young lady.
Okay. What are you talking about?
We're just moving on from the subject that you were ranting
about. I'm not finished yet.
Okay.
Right. No, okay. So anyway, let's move on to what's going on. I don't know what's going on in the other parts of the world. Haven't had a chance to look at it. No. I haven't had a chance to... Well, yeah, we are. I haven't had a chance to look that up yet. Normally, I'm on top of it. But like I said, tonight... We are ranting. It's free for all Friday. So
you are ranting.
I am.
I'm kind of just sitting back in the cut.
So
listening.
This week, was it? The president of the United States. He took the life of a second in command in a country. Well, from a country or in a country? Is it from okay? Well, he took the person's life, and the only explanation they can give is he was a bad person, so he had to be taken out. You know, I don't know. Maybe because we've lived in the U.S. all our lives. If there's some kind of like arrogance or I don't even know what to say.
Bravado.
Yeah. Like what gives somebody else? I mean, they're saying, oh, well, he was a terrorist or whatever. Like what gives?
There's a lot of terrorists on our own soil.
There are a lot of terrorists on our own soil. And they're called the Klan, right?
Domestic
terrorism.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen a spike in that.
People killing people.
Child molesters. Known child molesters. And they're not taken out by drones. No. You know, what gives them the right to take out another life? And this country is supposed to be like, what, a Christian country, right?
So.
Christianity supposed to be like on built on forgiveness and you know all the Christian stuff. I don't even want to go into it, but it's like what gives this country the right to make that decision to take someone else's life? I've never understood that. Well, that's a bad person. Like those people in those other countries, their lives don't matter. They have children as well. You know?
Yeah.
Like, there's plenty of people that you can take out in the U.S. Like the child molesters, like the horrible politicians, like the people that are stealing the working people's money.
Yeah.
You know, that really upsets me that they can label somebody that.
The Bernie Sanders of the world. Not Bernie Sanders. What's that? Bernie Madoff.
The Bernie Madoffs, right? The Ponzi scheme.
Yeah.
The Ponzi scheme people.
Yeah.
Not Bernie.
Not Bernie Sanders.
No, he did not mean that. No.
No. I didn't mean Bernie Sanders.
No. You know, like
it's the headache talking.
Yeah, Mr. Sippy has a headache. Hopefully, his medicine will kick in within 30 minutes. It should. It should.
I'm feeling high as a kite right now.
Well, yeah. So it is kicking in.
It is my time.
So, you know, I mean, for all of you people, I shouldn't say use you people. For all of you, those that are.
Your grammar not correct tonight.
No, it's not. Okay. I'm sorry. I've had a little bit to drink.
A lot of water.
A lot of fire water.
Fire water.
A lot of fire water.
Fire water.
And I'm fired up now. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't give the U.S. the right to take lives. Just like it didn't give them the right to say that the slaves did not have a soul and therefore they could never believe in God and Christianity. That's why they were, you know, they were good to be slaves. Like that's just horrible thinking. And I think that it's not fair that the U.S. can just arrogantly say we need to take that person out. Like that's just wrong.
Making them judge and jury.
That's just wrong. That's just. And even if that person does do something, that's just wrong. Because they tell us here, if somebody committed a murder and they killed your family member, we can't just go, let's go take him out. He took out, you know, my cousin and his wife. Let's go take him out. No, we'll get arrested for that. So how can a country just go and do it? I don't understand that. And, you know, I mean, I don't condone the things that maybe he did, maybe whatever the case is. But I just feel like that wasn't right. You know, I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
It's not you. My thing is also that if a country feels that someone needs to be exterminated.
That's a good word.
Because of what they've done. Or how they are, what they plan on doing. Can another country feel the same way about that country? Like, couldn't Iran, it was Iran, right?
Yeah.
Feel the same way about America? They're like, oh, Trump has done a lot of stuff that we don't like. So we probably need to do the same thing.
You right? Know, can that like, country take out?
They have their views. It's always two sides to a coin. You know, it's always going to be that. So is Trump right in taking out somebody else's leader? Would they be wrong if they took out our leader? You know, because that's their view, right?
Right.
These are views of a person. You know, so is it fair to do that? It's retaliation because everything going to end up being just retaliated. Whether it's digital warfare or physical warfare, it's something. But it's still digital.
Yeah, I know.
It's still going. Something's going to be afoot. And something's on the rise. Nothing has really happened yet. But.
It's coming.
It's more than likely coming. And there's nowhere that. United States can hide from. Our allies have kind of turned their backs on us and like, you know. So it's like we used to be the big boy on the yard and now it's like we're at the bottom of the totem pole.
Right.
No friends.
You guys ever seen that show Oz? When that little dude went into the jail cell with Adebisi? And he thought the little guy thought that he, you know, he was just a hard, tough little thug. And then Adebisi, you know, flipped him over and did his business. So, yeah, that's pretty much what is happening to the country now.
Okay. Never
we're no longer, you know, we're no longer Adebisi. We're now the guy that Adebisi is has flipped over.
That's the prison show?
Oh, my gosh. Who's ever
seen?
That's the prison show.
So what's The Wire then?
The Wire is something that was based in Baltimore.
Oh, okay.
The Wire is like the precursor to Oz. Oh, the okay. Wire is after they get arrested, they go to Oz.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so I mean, I feel really bad about that, and Personally, I feel like if more women were elected into office, this wouldn't happen because we use our brains. You know, I mean, like, we're not there because we think about the future. We think about our children and our children's children. We think about that stuff. And a lot of men, I'm sorry, Mississippi.
You think about the here and now.
Yeah.
We don't plan for the future. We plan for the now.
You know, and men are like, they're very territorial. And women, you know, we think about everyone. We think about, oh, is that flower going to have a good life? You know, is it going to be able to give its time back to the bees so we can have honey? But you know, but I'm seriously though, but women, we think about things and more in depth than men. And so I think if we want everything to heal, the earth to heal, I think we need to elect more women. That's how I feel.
So it's time for the guys to stand up and sit down. Kick up. Become that house man. There's nothing wrong with cooking, cleaning, washing dishes.
What?
Sweeping and vacuuming the floor. You still can take out the trash. You still can wash the car. Let's just add some more chores to the manly duties. Let the women take the workforce back. Or, well, let them work the force. Let's just give it to them. Women, unite and take over the world. Men, stay at home, take care of the children. That's where the men need to be, at home with the babies.
Be our trophy husbands.
We'll be the trophy husbands.
Work out.
We'll work
get
out.
Get that six pack.
We'll work on. We'll go get mani-pedis, massages, haircuts,
shaves.
We'll go shop for tank tops.
Showing muscles?
Showing muscles.
Mr. Zippy's tripping there.
You don't think?
I think so.
If we just, like, guys just like, you know what? It's you all's turn. Men been doing this for ages. It's you all's turn. Women fought for their rights to go and work in the workforce. Let them have it.
Maybe, let us have it.
I mean, it hasn't been going too well so far. Has it been working out?
No, it hasn't.
Slavery happened.
What does slavery have to do with the woman?
Some white dude did it.
What does that have to do with?
So what? Because if a woman was there, she wouldn't treat humans like that. She probably have them working for her, but she probably wouldn't treat them that way.
She wouldn't treat them that way, right?
So I'm saying, so guys, we're gonna unite. We're going on strike. Let the women take the workforce. Let the women build on the cars. Let the women change the tires.
Oh well.
Well, okay.
Well, as long as there's a AAA.
It's still gonna be a woman.
Well, hey, that's fine.
The men sit down. We go grocery shopping. It's probably gonna be nothing but hot dogs and chips, but we gotta learn some kind of way.
Hot dogs and chips.
Yeah. So men, we're gonna sit down. We're gonna start a day. We're gonna have to call it. I saw it on Blackish. Called Daddy Day. You know, it should be on Columbus Day.
Let the men work.
So we're gonna have a 3-day weekend.
You know what? I think that's true. So if the men did sit down and stop trying to
be in control of everything.
Be in control, especially be in control over a woman's body.
Okay.
No, we will go that far. Because men do have control. They try to have control over everything.
What we're not talking about
the woman's body, how a woman dresses, the sexuality, all of that stuff.
You choose to dress that way
because it's for a man. Because you want to look good for a man. Why can't you look good for yourself? You know, everything, you know, if the men did step back and let the women take over a little bit.
You want
this world would be a better place.
You want to see boobies out. You want to see behinds out. You want to see any of that stuff.
We would be ourselves.
There for you to show it to. You all be going to work with dusters on and rollers in your hair.
What is a duster?
Well, let me
please explain what a duster is. Explain what a duster is.
If you are from the southern region. I told you the pills kicking in. If you are from the southern region of the United States, you would know what a duster
is.
A duster is something that, like a little jacket that you put on over your pajamas. Or like a nightgown. But it's like a little jacket that you can wear over your pajamas to walk around the house in, especially if you have company over. You don't want to walk around in your pajamas, so you have a little duster that you can throw on. You can throw on and cover up. That, my friend, is a duster. It's a southern term meaning the top layer of a pajama suit.
Okay, so like if women were in control, then we wouldn't feel the need to have to show skin and stuff like that. That's what you're saying.
Yep.
So we could actually be ourselves and actually work hard and get the promotions just off of our brains.
Yes.
And not giving brains.
Ooh, double entendre.
For those of you that don't know what giving brains is,
fellatio.
You need to go to YouTube and listen to the song by Akinyele.
I just told him. Akinyele.
Akinyele?
Akinyele.
Akinyele.
He's a wordsmith.
Yeah. They came out like in the 90s, right?
I think so.
We were young.
I don't know anything about that when I was young.
Yeah. So anyway, that is true. Like if what's her name? Melania Trump's wife, if she was in charge, I don't think this would be happening. No.
The people will be friends and we will love each other.
Yeah, I don't think that'd be happening. It definitely if Michelle Obama was in charge.
No, I don't think that'd be happening. You ought to be outside exercising. I'm single ladies, put your hands up.
Who was before Michelle Obama?
Bush.
What was his wife?
Barbara Bush.
No, that was his mother.
Laura Bush.
Laura. She was Bush. Quiet. You didn't hear anything from her.
Yeah,
they didn't even say anything. They didn't say anything about any first lady until Laura Michelle
Bush
Obama came there.
Laura Bush kind of cute. She kind of look good.
Okay.
She's cute.
So I liked Barbara Bush. Nancy Reagan, she was a fireball. She was the first. She was the first female president. Did you hear that, like, they didn't want to say anything in front of Nancy? They're like, okay, can we go to another room? Because Nancy would be like, what's going on?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I never heard
She'd
maybe
be like
a documentary.
She'd be like all in the business. Like, no, he doesn't want to do that. Nancy told him what to do.
There must be a documentary out there about that.
Yeah, there is, because that's where I learned that information. They said they didn't want to do anything, no kind of business in front of her, because Nancy would be like, have her ear all up in it, like, no, you don't want to do that. No, we're not going to do that. Is that what you said, Nancy?
Wow.
Yeah, you know, if she was president, we wouldn't be here, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like have all these issues.
If
you know, women were given more power.
Yeah, just look back during the time of the Reagan era, how many women were even in the office?
None.
At that time, as far as like senators or even on the Democrat board, the senators and all that other stuff, versus how many are on the board now. There's a lot more diverse people. We still got a long way to go.
Yeah.
But right now
that's only on one party.
Yeah, but it's still making some type of move in the right direction.
Yeah.
It's going to take time. It's going to take time. And hopefully, it'll happen.
So I was on my way, you know, into, I guess, the place of employment, the place that pays the bills. And I was listening to a talk show, and they were stating that a lot of people are experiencing political stress. You know, because they are not. Well, it's like everybody is on alert now, yeah. You know, since this person was elected, like, okay, you know, let's give them a chance to see what's going to happen. But now it's like, oh my gosh, you know, I don't know what's going to happen now. Right. You know, because that's how we were, like, you know, let's just see, you know, what's going to happen, give them a chance or whatever. And now it's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, he had those moments of when we were like, okay, he might be doing something. He might be settling down and trying to actually be what he's supposed to be. But then two tweets later, nah, back on that again. So, nah.
Yeah, so there's a lot of political stress. And, you know, like, depression is on the rise now, along with hate crimes. But if there are a lot of people that are experiencing political stress. And it's also causing breakups within families, because families are now on different sides. Like, there is, like, just a great division. And I'll never forget this lady. She called in, and she was, like, so upset. And she was crying, and she's like, nobody, they haven't asked, like, how are we doing? Are we okay? You know, like, what's going on? And she just started crying. She just broke down because she wasn't okay.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of stress going on. And it just makes me think about the poor children that are, like, in those war areas, like Afghanistan or even the Congo or wherever, like, a lot of wars are. Like, what does that do to children? You know, like, if it causes adults enough stress to just break down and start crying, what is it doing to, like, a 3-year-old or a 14-year-old, you know, that are stolen away from their families and turned into soldiers?
Yeah.
You know, it's so crazy, and it's very stressful, and I feel for those people. You know, like, we're here, we hear about it, and but we're not, like, we haven't been stolen and sent away to go and fight for something we don't even understand, you know. And it breaks my heart to hear that innocent children are being taken advantage of like that. You know, all that political stress is just ridiculous. And it's just on different levels. And I really hope that we never get that way. But, you know, my heart just goes out to all those children and their parents that have lost their children. Because if they ever come back, they won't be the same.
Yeah.
You know, it's just so sad.
I concur.
Yeah. So what else is on your mind, Mississippi? How are you feeling?
I don't know.
He doesn't know. Mississippi doesn't know. He's just ready to sit down and let the woman take control, right?
You already been doing it, so that's why I'm just sitting back. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to support my spouse.
What? That? No.
And that's why you've been doing majority of the talking, because I'm letting you lead. You know how they say it, women want to lead, right? So I'm letting you lead. Lead, baby. Lead us to the promised land. Take us on home.
Oh my gosh. Wow. That's something else.
Take me to the wire. Take me to the wire.
All right. Thank you for You're that. Welcome. Thank you.
I'm your backup singer.
He's my backup.
I'm like you Beyonce, and I'm the little dancer in the back.
Oh, after she broke up with her group?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. So he's my backup dancer. So
you go out and then you show the world on. I just be back here beating on my drum.
So you're like my band member then?
Okay, band. I'm the band and the dancer.
Oh, he's a band and okay.
I'm the one that has all the little trinkets and instruments on. Got a bass on the back, got a guitar, got some cymbals, and got some little triangle. Got the little thing.
Really?
I have the bells on my shoes.
Oh, the bells on the shoes. Yeah,
I kick my feet and hit the drum, and then I do little dance moves with the song. So I'm a one man band.
Oh shoot. He's a one man band.
Yeah.
What is this? Cambio 123. You're gonna try to call in? I thought I saw you try to call in. Well, we are getting ready to he said it. He or she. Am I right? He or she. He or she. I'm gonna add a question mark. Because I don't want to make you upset. And there's Toby. Toby.
What's your name?
Toby. I think, am I saying it right? I don't know. Oh, she has arrived. Hello, Madam Toby. That's right. Because females are taking over.
Yep.
And we have to be nicer to each other. Yep. You know, like, okay, so I don't know what's up with these young girls now, but it's like they're competing. And it's like, why are you competing when we all can be beautiful at the same time? Like, what? I don't understand that. What's going on? And I see it on the teenage level. I remember when I was a teenager a long time ago. Okay, you don't have to go that far. It really didn't matter. You know, like if you were pretty, like I gave you your props. Like we all did that. But now it's like they call each other bees and stuff. Like what's going on? If you're a pretty young lady, if something is pretty, I'm going to tell you. Like I don't care. I'm not insecure like that. You know, I don't know. I think we should all be like that and celebrate each other. Because a female, you know, we have a sisterhood. No matter what color, we have a sisterhood. And I think we should keep that together. Like every woman, we are sisters, you know. That's how I feel. Does it go like that for men? Are you guys, do you have a brotherhood?
No.
Oh, you don't?
No. Nope.
Okay. So are you guys like, do you like each other?
We're frenemies.
You're frenemies.
Yeah.
Can you explain that?
I can't.
So you're just you guys don't compliment each other or what?
I mean, I compliment a guy. I don't have no problem with it. And the thing about it is, I mean, I'm at an age where I'm still, you know, hip.
But you still hip after 40, well, over 40,
I'm still hip.
Over 40, you still hip.
I still got some hip in my heart.
Oh, okay.
But the thing that gets me the most is like when guys give each other like compliments, they always have to say something behind it. Like you say, oh, you have a nice beard. Oh, I like that. I like your haircut. They were like, oh, no homo. Like, what's the point in doing and saying that? I never got that. I never understood it. I mean, you still be masculine without saying this other added words to it. Like, if I like your haircut, I like your haircut. Where you get it done? You know, oh, I like your beard. I'm not going to be saying, oh, I like your beard. No homo and anything like that. I'm not trying to come on to you. I know I'm confident in my masculinity to say that without saying no homo or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, but I hear it a lot. You
wow.
Know? But I have a problem. If a guy has on cologne, I smell it. Hey, I like your cologne. What's the name of it? You know? You know, if a female has perfume on that I like, like, hey,
well,
smell good. Yeah, I'm just saying, like, I'm not... It's not. It seems like people always think you have. They do it because they think you have a negative I don't know how to say it, like a negative way of trying to come at people, or they can't take a compliment.
Mm, you know, so they have to make so something like, oh, you're pretty. Yeah, but my sister's prettier. You know, yeah. Like some, like put themselves down.
Yeah, learn and take. Well, that's a different topic, but you can learn to take a compliment.
Yeah.
Just say thank you and keep it rolling. Like, you ever, I mean, a simple... Simple things and simple words can make a person's day feel awesome. Like, even if you're a bus driver and like a passenger gets off the bus and say, thank you for doing your job. You got me to the place where I need to be, and you got other people on here. I want to thank you for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Just by you saying those words to that bus driver during that moment, something released in his body that made him feel good.
Yeah.
Or her feel good. For even if it was just for that moment, it'll make them have a better day. You know, I'm just saying, a compliment can go a long way. I think I went off the rails with what
I was saying. So you're saying, but no, it all you're on my hair. So you're all saying that it all ties together. You should be able to accept the compliment if you are secure about yourself. If you have self-confidence, then you'll be able to accept the compliment, right?
Right.
So if you're a dude said, hey man, like your beard looks really good. Oh yeah, thank you. You know, I got it done at you know, I don't know, the Edge barbershop or whatever. Like, oh okay, well I'm gonna have to check it out. Yeah. Like, okay, cool. And then you walk away. Yeah. You know, like it makes you feel good, like, oh, you know, I guess I do look nice. Yeah, you know,
you're not walking away telling you. I mean, if you're confident in yourself, you're not thinking, oh, that dude like me. He must be gay.
Right.
Like,
because that's really the furthest thing from your mind.
Yeah.
Like, okay, yeah, yeah. He likes the work that my barber does.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, if you're confident in yourself, you don't need to think like that and see all this stuff. I just hear it a lot and I never got it. I never got that no homo taste. That just sounds ridiculous to me. So if you said, you listening, you said, I'm sorry, you sound ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I don't get that. But yeah, that's my thing. I don't like it.
For guys. And I guess for women, yeah. You know, if we say, oh, you're pretty, or I love your skin tone, or your hair. But some women can't take compliments either.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they'll bring up something bad.
Oh, I have heard women give other women compliments and they downplay it. Like they say, oh, those are nice shoes. Oh, these old things I've been had. Just say thank you. Or you have to downplay what you have, you know, even if the shoes are new.
Thank you. These are my favorites.
Don't downplay the compliment that's given to you.
Yeah,
you know,
I see that.
Brag about yourself.
It's all about self-confidence.
Everybody wants to brag about somebody else, but it's okay to brag about yourself. I think so. They say it's wrong in the Bible, though, huh?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I never heard that.
Self-gloat?
I mean, that's like somebody will only have 2 Range Rovers and 4 Mercedes. Five Lamborghinis.
You know,
stuff like that.
That's
bragging. That's gloating. What is that?
That's not. You were what? You work for that, right? You work for that.
I mean, if it's paid for, yeah.
You work for that. You let people.
But you don't have to brag about it if you bought it. You bought it. It's yours.
Yeah.
You know, you bought it for yourself. What do you have to brag about it for?
Because you let people know about it.
You don't have to let people. If you bought it, you don't have to let people know about it. Just let them see you in it. Like, oh, you have a Ferrari? Yeah. You know, I've had it for a couple years now. It runs really good. Like, yeah. I mean, you don't. You know, have to just brag about it.
That's your opinion.
You don't have to do like a no, boo, it can't do it.
I got 4 shirts that I bought and I like them.
All from Walmart.
Yep. And I didn't even try them on before I bought. That's how I bought. And who look at the price tag at Walmart? I just grab them. I'm balling.
He just grabs them.
Who looks at the price tag?
And ones.
I just take it out there. I like this shirt. I don't care how much it costs, Sam. Ring it up.
Okay.
That's what I do.
Well, thank you. This will conclude our time.
What are you saying thank you for?
No, baby. No. No, Mississippi. Mississippi! Are you going to give us an outro song?
An outro song? Oh.
Wait. Let's get some fast music going on.
Some fast music.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go. Yeah. I think you're supposed to say something now.
Oh,
here we go. Okay, outro.
Every day I'm Ferguson. Every day. Every day.
You're hustling.
We went to Ferguson, Missouri, and it was very.
You did some work there.
Yeah, Ferguson, Missouri. Every day I'm Ferguson. Yeah, I got the money, and I don't have no cash. I don't have a car. I ain't got no gas. Can't ride a bike. Can't even float. But I got a book that I wrote. I'm lying. I'm trying. I wrote a nursery rhyme. That's how I rap on a daily basis. Everybody got cars. I got places. Not to go. I want to dream. I float on boats. I float in cars. I float my dreams. I float in stars. People like me don't write these rhymes straight off the dome every time. Now I'm gonna rap like these young folks today.
Mississippi!
Yeah, I'm doing this every day. Riding off in the Ferrari. That's now. That's my gun sound. Yeah, this is the sound of the sunrise. Everybody know how I do it on the time. Miss is messing me up. Throwing random signs. That's what's up. Can't you tell me now? We going after. Why you doing that? All up in my ear. Please step out my ear. Don't do it in my ear. Kiss my ear. Don't lick my ear. Don't go to the store without being hungry. Ooh, you would pick up a lot of food, even bunnies.
Okay, thank you.
Like a jalapeno cheetos, I will eat the opus. I can rhyme in Spanish. Holy burrito. I eat chorizo on my burrito. Yeah, I eat.
Siguiente say. Yeah, I think that means, yeah, I know. Siguiente say.
Iota, purple horn, Nicholas.
Uno,
dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, dos.
Yeah, Espanol.
Yeah. We out here in these streets. We behind these keyboards. Yeah. You ready for this right here?
Okay. Since it's Friday, you know, and I'm like fired up. Hey, it's me. It's me. Okay, yeah, we're doing too much. All right, you guys. You can find me on, let me turn this down, positiveecs.com. That is the website. And you can go there and you can follow me with everything. And this session will be published. Give it some time. Like, I don't know, maybe a couple hours or so. And it will be ready. Thank you for those that participated and stayed and, you know, listened to the show. We really appreciate you. And, oh, we've got a call in before we go. Oh, nope. Juvenile he or she just disappeared.
It's Juven.
Juven.
400 degrees.
Back that up.
Oh. I didn't use the A word. Okay, so anyway, thank you for participating. So you guys will be back next Friday for Free for All, and it'll be better. Oh, it's okay.
What happened?
It's okay. He or she said sorry. It's okay. What? I guess they were calling in and they stopped. But yeah, and I will be back for my Motivational Mondays.
It's way more professional than this.
I know. Tonight, I was just upset and I had a lot to talk about. And Mr. Sippy here, I don't know what was going on with him.
I got a headache.
He has a headache.
I took some pills.
And he took...
I didn't OD.
No, he took a Motrin or something. Thank you. Back. You have a nice night too. And so we will talk to you guys next Friday.
Sing a lullaby.
Friday.
Go to sleep.
Viennes.
Close your eyes.
Bonjour. Je parle français.
Dream about cars.
No espanol.
Get motivated. Shoot for the stars.
Yeah.
Get out, man. This is Mississippi.
And Ashley.
Peace.